We're living in a day I never thought I'd see, where motherhood has become a political issue instead of a God-given right and a reason to rejoice. On one side of the platform, you have those claiming babies have a right to life and a right to be born. On the other side, you have those claiming that women have a right not to be mothers and not to have babies. It's my understanding that 95% of all abortions are done as a birth control measure by women who say, I don't want a baby and I don't want to be a mother. We're entering a generation where motherhood is viewed or considered to be a curse rather than a blessing. And yet that's not what God intended for women to feel. Psalms 127 verse 3, Lo, children are the heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is His reward. What went wrong from the time that scripture was written and women begged and pleaded with God to give them children in that day? What has gone wrong? Where can we lay the blame till now? If the news is you're going to have a baby, we cry and we mourn and we hunt out the doctor for an abortion. God said it's a reward, and today we say it's a curse. Where did we take the wrong turn? A more pressing question will be, are things going to get worse in months to come? We have strayed far off of God's path concerning motherhood. Have we strayed so far we cannot come back? No, I say we can come back, but I'm not sure we will come back. I believe one of the problems today is that we are missing mothers who know what a mother is supposed to do. Now, I'm not talking about a mother is supposed to have a baby. I'm talking about once you have the baby, do you know what you're supposed to do to make that child a reward of your life? A reward that as long as mama lives and the child lives, that child will bless that mother? Do you know what you have to do to make your child a blessing to you? Most mothers don't. They have no idea what to do to make that child honor and respect and revere and love and cherish and thrill them all the days of their life. They don't know what to do. They don't know how to raise their child where that child will bless them. Mothers don't even know they are called by God to do a certain thing in raising their child that only a mother can do. They don't know. Somewhere, somehow, down through the generations, mothers have stopped teaching their daughters and their sons what must be taught. For when a child loses respect and honor from mama, he will lose respect for the government, for the police, for society, for employment. Everything, folks, is going to be affected by the child who is not taught to bring his mother joy. He will not bring society joy. She will not bring society joy. So the mother is not the only one affected by this lack of right training. All of us are infected by this. Now, a mother's work is not easy. From the very moment of conception, the mother begins to realize, hey man, this is not so hot. For 9 months, generally, she gets more miserable and more miserable. And adding weight doesn't help a whole lot. The discomfort. Then there's always the danger, there's the possibility that she could die when the baby is born. She has to risk her life. Papa doesn't. He sits there in the waiting room watching TV. She's risking her life. It's late on the line, she could die. Then she gets the baby, and then she realizes again, the work is not easy. The diapers get dirty too quick. The baby gets hungry at the wrong hours. And there's daddy again from the TV. It's not easy. The baby has to be held. It has to be rocked. In some sense, it has to be humored. You have to keep your sanity. So it's not easy to bear a baby, to carry a baby, to deal with a baby in the first few months and weeks of its life. A man's mind, ladies, is not wired for babies. I can tell you that. Just not wired for babies. That's what makes the mother's work more difficult. And mothers, you only have a few years. If you're young, you only have a few years, probably at most 5 to 7, to train your child so that when your child gets older, she'll be the joy and the light of your life. You don't have many years to train that child the way God wants you to train them and instill within that child the key ingredient for all of life. And it must come from mama. And that seed of her calling, of her duty to God and that child must be planted in that child at least as early as 2 and 3 years old. You can make your child a bundle of joy. But you must begin when you're 2 or 3 year old child. Now what happens, mothers, if you don't attempt to fulfill your calling? Let me say, moms, you're called to be moms. But after you're moms, you're called to be something else. And your sons and your daughters will learn this from you, or they won't learn it at all. And if they don't learn it all, let me tell you what's in store for you. No, let me tell you what the Bible says is in store for you. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 1. The last part of the verse, if you will. A foolish son brings heaviness. Have you ever heard of a heavy-hearted mother? How'd she get that way? She has a foolish son. A foolish son brings heaviness to the mother. Chapter 15, verse 20, again the last part of the verse. A foolish man despises his mother. You'll never be a happy mother if your son and daughter despise you. 29, verse 15, same book. Again the last part of the verse. A child left to himself will bring his mother to shame. One more, chapter 30. Verse 11, there is a generation that curses both their father and will not bless their mother. I've often thought, as you look at your newspaper or see on your television screen during the newscast, some person who has shot somebody or done something very bad, have you ever thought of when the mother looks at the wanted poster? The mother sees on TV what her child has done. I hope you never have to go through that kind of agony, nor myself. We like to say to little children, that's my darling. That's my little girl. But you don't want to see your little girl's picture in the post office wanted for murder. That's my girl. You'll bow your head and walk out of the post office. For 9 months. For all the sitting up at night in the rocking the baby. All the feeding. All the cleaning. What do I get? A wanted poster on the wall. A heavy-hearted mother. Have you ever thought about the mothers of all the people in prison today? Mother's Day, the first thought, yep, my son's in prison. My daughter's in prison. God intended for children to be the number one source of joy to women outside of himself. You know, most men think we're the number one source of joy to honey. Her children are to be her source of joy. And it's a shame today that many women do not have that source of joy, because she doesn't have a honey either that gives her much joy. From those verses I read with you in Proverbs, one thing caught my attention as I read them, that in 3 of them it mentions a son. Maybe you didn't catch that. Do sons bring more grief to their mothers than daughters? I'm no expert on the differences between boys and girls, but the evidence seems to imply that, yes, the boy's a bigger challenge, but it's not an impossible challenge. And if the mother can do this calling of hers with that boy, she will make a trophy of grace for God and for some girl to marry. She'll be a victorious crown. Not that the daughter's not. But the son will be harder to conquer than the daughter. And again I repeat, because the boy is wired up wrong. A boy is wired up by birth to be a conqueror. And he wants to conquer mama first. And what happens in a marriage is that you have a boy and his daddy, and both of them are deer with horns. And you have two geared up in their heads to conquer. And the first person that daddy wants to conquer is mama. And follow what I'm saying to you people? Daddy wants to conquer mama. The child is born and the boy says, I want to conquer daddy, but I want to conquer mama too. You can see it, folks, in your boys. They're going to rebel more. To them, everything is a war zone. Everything is a contest. And the boy says, I must win. That's a boy's brain. A boy can't play for fun. He has to play to win. He just can't go out and shoot the basketball. He's got to beat somebody. He must win. And that gives the mother a little bit more difficulty. Boys in school are more of a problem to teachers, I would assume, than girls. Because the boy is going to conquer the teacher. He's going to win. Nobody's going to tell the boy what to do. For if they do, he has lost the contest and teacher has won. Most of your troublemakers in school, I guess people, are boys. I don't know anymore. Things are changing so fast. One more verse. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 8 and 9. My son, Solomon talking to his boy. My son, hear the instructions of thy father. The father teaches one thing, the mother teaches another. And then he says, forsake not the law of thy mother. Mothers, do you know the law you ought to lay down to your children? You say, no. Didn't know I had a law to lay down. I didn't say lay down the law. Daddy's supposed to do that. Mama's supposed to lay down a law. What law? She is the one best to teach you. Go on. For, now notice, the law of thy mother shall be like an adorning, beautiful, gold, attractive necklace. The chain, a neck chain, but I won't call it a necklace. Because we wear necklaces to adorn us with beauty. And he says, son, if you obey the law of your mother, that will be like an adornment of a precious gold chain, adding beauty to your life and to your character and make you more desirable by all people. So women, you are called to place the invisible beauty necklace around the necks of your daughter and son. You are called to adorn your children with an attitude of beauty in the eyes of everybody. Everybody likes this attitude. Not many folks have it, but everybody likes it. And today our society is in deep trouble because this attitude is fast disappearing from our land. What's the law of the mother? Here it is. It's consideration. It's consideration. One more time. It's consideration. We usually associate love with mama. We talk about a mother's love. If I say a father's love, everybody kind of draws a blank. But we understand mother's love. Maybe mama's got the key to love. Maybe there's something mama understands about love daddy doesn't understand. But there's something different about mama's love. Well, let me tell you what it is if you hadn't figured it out. It's consideration. Consideration. Again, consideration. What is love? All love is consideration. To the man, it's conquering. It's lovemaking. To the woman, consideration. Consideration. The baby's hungry. Consideration. The baby's dirty. Consideration. Daddy, conquer. Mother, consideration. The daddy, shut up, kid. Conquer. The mother picks the baby up. Consideration. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? What is love? It's nothing but consideration for another person who has needs, who is going through a problem, who has feelings. Folks, if men had babies, they wouldn't survive a month. They would all die in the crib. There is no consideration. You can't be a mother. You can't be pregnant 9 months and not be forced to be considerate. You must learn that lesson. And if your baby is to be born, one of two adults must self-sacrifice. And you know who always does it? Mama. Why? Because her brain's not wired up wrong. She doesn't have to conquer. She wants to give. She wants to love. She wants to consider somebody. So, yeah, my boy, but I walk all over. Not if she teaches her husband and teaches her children to be considerate. And she can do it. She can do it. It's said to marry a man that the wife has to teach to be considerate. Mama should have done that. And some wives never teach their husbands to be considerate. Considerate. And you know, I'm going to be honest with you. God is now teaching me consideration. Now. My mama didn't do it. Had a wonderful mom. Too good to me. But I didn't learn consideration. I'm sorry for it now. And I'm learning now to be considerate. You talk about, people say, well, I don't love him anymore. Let me tell you, folks, love is consideration. Self-sacrifice. If I can make your life a little brighter, if I can help you with your need, when you're tired and when you're hurting, not when you're spoilt, but when you're troubled and when you're busy, if I can step in and just do something for you to lighten your load, to make life a little bit more joyous for you, then I have been considerate and I have been a source of relief and joy and happiness for you. And you thank God I came across your path. Well, what if those are born into your family? Nothing is more miserable than being a mother with no one considerate. She's a mother who'll be brought to shame and grief and sorrow and sadness all the days of her life. Mothers, teach your children to be considerate. You can do it. You know how to do it. Teach your children to be considerate. They say 50% of all marriages end in divorce today. And most of them put down incompatibility. I'd like to change that. In consideration. That's the answer. In consideration. Our president says we need a kinder, gentler nation. I laugh at that. Not until you can instill into our generation consideration one for another, it'll never be kinder, it'll never be gentler. There's no way. Every criminal in prison in Huntsville today is there because he was inconsiderate. Every one of them. Inconsiderate of the law, of life, and of property. Every prisoner is there. Every one of you are carrying a pocket of keys because people are inconsiderate of your property and your life. Our whole society problem is a problem of inconsideration. Half of our automobile wrecks by drunks who are not considerate of my life on the railway and the freeway. They could care less. Half of all people killed on the cars in the rail, on the highway. In consideration, almost all of our problems, all of our wars, everything is lack of consideration. All the problems in schools with discipline, lack of consideration. All the rebellious children, lack of consideration. All the child abuse, wife abuse, lack of consideration. You name the problem, and I'll tell you the problem. We're scratching. What are we going to do about the dope? Everybody caught up in dope. Lack of consideration. Teach your child consideration. It's sad today when you hear mothers, my child didn't call again this year, didn't write, haven't heard from him in years. Can you sort of feel the agony of that mother? What's wrong with that child? Hands are not crippled. Mouth is not frozen. Just inconsiderate. Inconsiderate. In closing, just one quick thought. The Lord gave me this one this week. As he told me, Billy, I'm going to teach you consideration for other people. I'm going to also teach you consideration for me. Billy, do you know I have problems? Do you know I have needs? Do you know I have grief? Do you know I have hurts? Do you know that I'm your spiritual mother? that I gave birth to you? Do you know that, Billy? The Lord is teaching me a lot of things. Am I considerate to my own God? To my own spiritual birth mother, am I considerate? Though it's a man, I call him in a sense my birth mother. He brought forth birth. I'm inconsiderate even to my God. And that bothers me. And I want him to teach me to be considerate. You know, Bill, one of the reasons that you ought to be here on Sunday morning, and I won't say Sunday night, consideration. Consideration. If I can help lift the burden of the Lord, this little boy's father is a burden of the Lord. If I can help lift the Lord's burden just a little bit, folks, that's consideration. That's, if I know what he likes, if I know he likes praise, and I'll, in the service, praise him, I know he likes it, that's consideration. If you can't find any other reason to do something for God, do it for consideration. You say, well, it's nothing for you. You're right. But there is for him. And children, that's what you're around for, to bring some happiness and joy to your mother and to your God. That's why I'm here this morning. I'm bringing him a little bit of pleasure. And he can say, I'm glad I gave birth to Billy. I don't do near enough to show my appreciation. My mother's dead, but I've got my God. And I've got my wife, and he's teaching me to be considerate with her. Let me give you in closing a picture of what I consider in consideration. See if you can figure it out. Now, you men, your brain's not going to work too hot, but see if you can figure this out now. I'm not picking on men because I'm a man. I'm wired up like everybody else is as men. Here's the baby at the table, and the mother's trying to feed the baby and having a real hard time. There's a stack of dirty dishes in the sink, and the clothes need washing, and the buzzer on the oven is ringing. Now, you get the picture. She's in real stress. And here's Papa sitting in front of the TV with his legs cocked up. And he says to his wife, would you get up and turn off that oven? And while you're at it, would you get me a glass of water? Do you hear me, men? Do you hear me, girls? And if she was to break down crying and said, you don't love me, he would say, all I asked for was a glass of water. What's the big deal? If you can't figure it out, he is an inconsiderate slob. Why hadn't he already gotten up and done the dishes? Why hadn't he already gotten up and either taken over the baby or cooked the meal? Why hadn't he already gotten up and cleaned the clothes? I thought I heard some amens on that. You know? And then he wonders why his children don't respect him. And then his children turn out to be just like him. And you're not going to get much joy from children like that. But if he got up on his own and did the dishes and did the clothes and cooked the meal, what do you think that would have done to her? It would have made it so much better. It would have brought great joy to her. It would have lifted her burden. And she'd have said to herself, you know, my husband, what? L-O-V-E-S. Me, he loves me. He loves me. Mothers, begin early to teach your children consideration. Get them up to do things to bless you. And they'll reward you 100-fold in years to come. Teach them consideration. You can do it. And it'll be the joy of your life when the job is done. Father, we're thankful this day for our mothers. And this sermon is not preached to lay the blame at the feet of mothers. Some just did not know. Some were never taught. Some never learned. And so in a sense, it's just sadness. And you don't just always escape the difficulties of what you don't know. But God, may this message this morning sink into the boys and the girls and the men and the women, and even those as old as I am, it's never too late to learn consideration and to do something for those who are weary and tired and worn. When I am stronger and I am more rested, I can take the load and I can help. I do it because I want to bring joy to the person. God, we all can stand a better dose of that. Again, bless the mothers. In Jesus' name we pray it. Amen.